Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Working all week.
Not good afternoon, St. Louis, DGS 104.1 FM, KMOX. Happy sunny Wednesday to you. So, playing the part of Kevin Wheeler for the first hour will be Andrew Stoll sitting in studio with us.
Yeah,
must be quite a treat for you sitting in here in the big room.
It's not bad.
You're always like the kids table.
I feel like I am more on when I'm in this room. I feel like I'm like, it's easier to be like a part of things.
Yeah, you're a little disappointing in the other room.
Yeah.
Rach and I talk about that
like,
a lot.
In the other room, it's like weird because there's this whole big wall.
It's a separation.
And I'm like looking at you guys, but I don't even know what you guys can see. When I look in there, I just see a bunch of reflections of ring lights.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I'm like, can they even see me when I'm in here talking? Do they forget about me? Do I even exist?
You have a whole life in there.
Am I like a ghost now?
So, Kev is pulling an Iron Man today. Matt Pauly had some surgery, and he'll be out for the week, and they didn't have anyone to do Sports Open Line tonight. So, Wheels will be here about 2, and then he will be on until 8, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Which... I would normally feel bad for a person, but he's not a person.
Yeah. So.
He's fine.
He's completely unbothered by it.
He likes it.
Mm-hmm.
He said, please, can I please be on the air for 1,000,000 hours?
Please.
And KMOX said, sure.
Please. Oh, that we're busting on our good friend because he's doing an extra duty.
He loves it. He lives for this.
2 hours on the air and we're like, ah, he can go to heck.
Should we start with the Trump Epstein stuff? Just,
I mean, if you want.
It's kind of the big story of
the
day.
So I'm sure you guys have seen the story, just briefly if you haven't. There's a new cache of documents and email that came from the Epstein estate, and the Congress has released some of it, and I think the Democrats released some, and then the Republicans released more. And there are thousands and thousands of pages of documents, but the one that really is getting everyone's attention, two of them, I guess, is a private email between Epstein and Ghislaine. And he says, I want you to realize that the dog that hasn't barked is Trump. It's redacted. It just says victim, but it's now being reported by CNN that it's Ms. Giuffre, who wrote the book, spent hours at my house with him. And this goes on, you know, he has never been mentioned, the police chief, etc. I'm 75% there. Now, we could sit here all day and, you know, speculate on what 75% where, like turning Trump in or blackmailing or whatever. But what we do know is that Epstein and Ghislaine were talking about Trump apropos of being with one of the victims for hours at his home.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that that can be believed just because it's an internal email between the two of them, that there's no evidence that they were performing for anyone. You know, they're being honest with each other. They're being kind of cryptic with each other. There's now talk on the Democrat side about an impeachment, which I think is way, way, way too early. But it's what people do, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think that everyone should just take a breath and realize some things. First of all, in my humble opinion, one of Trump's strengths is also one of his weaknesses, which is he rarely tells the truth. And he tells lies just so bald-faced and just such whoppers. And rather than being subtle about it or nuanced about it, it's like, didn't know him, never saw, you know what I mean? Mm. And so then when the juxtaposition is, you know, Trump hasn't said anything to the police chief yet, and he's spent hours with one of these victims and so forth, it just so goes against what he's saying. That I may be more apt to believe Trump if he were saying, like, yeah, I knew him. We hung out. I even met a couple of the girls, never did anything untoward. And once I realized what he was into, I was out. But, you know, it's such a strong denial and then evidence that chips away at his denial. It just looks worse, I think, personally, than if he had just sort of been more open about it.
Mm.
Thoughts?
Why are there still things we're learning about this?
Well, like, I guess they hadn't subpoenaed his estate yet.
Okay.
Yeah.
It just seems really surprising that there would be any available documents that hadn't been read through.
I agree.
Because at the core of this story, let's not get it twisted, and I'm not trying to, you know, whatever, it's just the facts of the story is whether or not the leader of the free world was at one point entrenched in a child sex ring. Like, that's the core of this story and what we're all trying to get to the bottom of. So it's very surprising to me that there's any new information to be learned about this. Seems like this should be priority number one for both sides, whether it's trying to figure out if he did it or not, or clearing his name or whatever. Yeah. It's shocking that there could be... Like, I was very surprised when I saw that there were new releases with new information on this. Like, how could that be possible?
And I really don't like whataboutism, but in this one, I'm going to do it a little bit. Forget about Obama or Bush. Just what if an email like this came out about Bill Clinton? You know the right would jump on it with both feet. You know it. There would be no, well, we can't really tell what they're saying, and it's kind of cryptic, and it may mean something different. They would absolutely say smoking gun. We knew Bill Clinton was dirty, and here's the proof. He spent hours with this victim.
And there is somebody that is involved with that email correspondence who is still alive. And you could say a captive audience.
Well, she's currently being given special treatment while
very
in prison.
Very special. Yeah.
So I don't know if I trust anything that she has to say about the situation.
It all looks bad. Anytime a president sends his personal attorney to interview someone who may have adverse information about him, and then the person says, nope, nothing to see, and then the person goes from a real big boy prison to a country club where they're getting extra special service, it just smells. It just does. It just does. Then you have this stuff coming out. Now you know there's going to be an even more renewed. And look, I care about this. I think it's important. It's in the past. So it's not actively happening with these individuals anymore. But I also don't want to see it take over our country. You feel me? I want the truth to be known as much as we're ever going to. I want consequences to be paid. But what I don't want is more of this just the left and the right throwing the Epstein ball back and forth. You know, does that make sense? Like, I don't want more focus on it than needs to be. I'm not making much sense.
I mean, I do see what you're saying. I don't know.
What I'm saying is I'm tired of the fighting. Yeah. I'm tired of the fighting.
Sure.
This is something we should be able to know.
We should be able to know.
Well, in 2 hours, Mike Johnson is going to be swearing in this representative who should have been sworn in a long time ago. But hopefully, you know, she's going to be the final vote to force a vote on the full release of the Epstein files. So...
And can you,
I would love to see that happen.
And can you imagine being on the other side and voting no?
Yeah.
I mean, that's... Who would vote no? Why? Why do you want to keep this secret? Mm-hmm. There's enough smoke there that there may be fire. And not just from Trump, from who knows?
Yeah.
And so if you're voting no, let's not release this, I think...
Yeah, I mean, a lot of high-profile Democrats are in that black book, too. I mean, this should be a nonpartisan issue.
It should.
And frankly, that's something that the farther right has been saying since, like, you know, 2015.
Yeah. Weird bedfellows, isn't it?
Very strange bedfellows.
Yeah.
But now that everybody else agrees that it should be a nonpartisan issue, now suddenly they are backing off of it because it's looking more and more likely. And again, I don't see how this couldn't take over the entire country. Because again, the fact of the story at its core is... Was the president of the United States entrenched in a child sex ring? Like, that is the question at the core of it. No point in dancing around it. And so how could that not take over what we talk about in this country? I mean, we need to be talking about nothing else until we have a firm and solid answer on it. Because every time we get, you know, distracted by something and we stop talking about this for 3 months or whatever, like, we need actual answers to this.
See, I guess that's where I disagree. And I'm afraid I'm coming off like I don't care about victims of sexual abuse, and that's just not true. What I'm saying is we can chew gum and walk and chew gum at the same time. And I don't think we need to make the Epstein files the focus of our government to get to the bottom of it. We just need to do our job. We just need to stop D-ing around and just get in there and figure out the question you asked. To me, it's a more layered question. There is, was Trump involved with underage girls through Epstein? Which so far there's no evidence of that. Today's the most evidence of Epstein making the reference that, hey, he spent hours with this young girl. But he doesn't say anything more than that. Then there's, did he know about it? And that, to me, seems to be the big thing. There's also an email that came out where Epstein is pretty clearly referencing that Donald Trump knew about it. Mm-hmm. So those are the two big emails that came out today.
And that is disqualifying.
Yeah.
To be president.
I
mean,
agree.
In my opinion, at least.
I would agree.
It is extremely disqualifying. If you knew that your known associate was running a pedophile ring, and you, whether you participated in it or not, if you knew about it and did nothing and continued to be his friend, that is, if not a crime, which I do believe it is absolutely disqualifying to be president.
Did we ever learn any more about the fact that Trump was an FBI informant on this?
I was just thinking
Remember when Mike Johnson was like, well, he's an FBI informant.
The last I heard was that Mike Johnson just misspoke. That's the last I heard.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember hearing.
Which feels a lot like a Fall Guy.
Yeah, I mean, he just made something up, and then it didn't really work because everybody was like, well, what about all these times where Trump just said outright, listen to me, I've never even heard of this guy, I've never met him, I've never seen him before.
Yeah, I mean, that's my number one issue, is to say you weren't friends, and then it's like, wait, no, there's all this evidence pointing to the fact that at one point in time, you were definitely friends.
Well,
you wrote in his birthday book about enigmas never aging, whatever that means.
Right. Beautiful secret.
Yeah. There's a bunch of photos of the two of you hanging out together at parties.
Well, also,
so why do you say you don't know this person?
As a lawyer, I know this, that when a judge gives instructions to a jury, there's always a point, whether it's preponderance, you know, 51%, more likely than not, reasonable doubt, whatever it is, there's always a point where the judge instructs the jury, like, hey, look, don't check your brain at the door. You decide what you are convinced by to this standard. And to me, as a non-idiot, it seems to me like this birthday card is legit. Because what is more probable? That Donald Trump, who we know had a relationship with Epstein and Ghislaine, and they were buddies at that time, sent him this birthday card with weird references and a weird drawing, and then it was found 20 years later and doesn't look good, or that someone somehow geniusly forged it back then, knew that this card was going to take place, put something really damning to Donald Trump in it. Ghislaine and Epstein just accepted it as being Trump's, when in actuality it was somebody else making him look terrible, which is more possible.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, the fact that it's real.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, I don't doodle. Oh my God, he's doodled 10 times more in my life and I'm a doodler. Like, all the doodles are out, right?
Yeah.
So it just looks terrible. And I think because I am not a robot, I have my own partisanship and stereotypes and all this, like every human does. But to me, it looks bad enough, is serious enough, and Trump is being shady enough that, yes, let's get to the bottom. Let's figure this out. And maybe you're right. Maybe now that this representative is getting sworn in, and, you know, nothing happens overnight. It's going to take weeks at least, probably months, could be years. but I think we're getting closer. Mm-hmm. All right, quick break. DGS, happy Wednesday.
Wow, Frank.
Wow. Those ladies.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Tell us, get shot down because you're overzealous. Play hard to get females get jealous. Okay, smarty, go to a party. Girls are
welcome back, guys. DGS and Camo X 123. If I have a complaint and kind of a ruling. My complaint is, as an avid THC gummy user, got no problem with the cannabis. Use it to your best abilities. I hate the smell of weed, and I find it to be a social transgression when you reek of weed. And we were having lunch today downtown at one of our favorite places, and a couple came in, and it was like, you guys saw how much I ate, because I was sick to my stomach, because it was so strong. And again, not a fuddy-duddy, not like, oh, whatever, boomer, you know, go get in your rocking chair. You can't walk into a restaurant reeking of alcohol. You can't walk in reeking of BO.
Yeah.
Like, why is it okay to be, like, one of the most pungent smells we have, that it's just okay to come in and sit 12 feet away from someone who's trying to eat an omelet?
Yeah.
Anyway, just a complaint.
I mean, just generally, no matter what the scent is, you should not...
Yeah, don't be rude.
You shouldn't be drenched in anything. If it's, even if it's like my favorite cologne, like if I can smell you from 5 feet away, you're not being courteous to your neighbor.
Agreed.
And yeah.
There was a guy last night going viral, a young guy who says, I am a recent Dartmouth graduate with a 3.8 grade point average, and I just took a job as a busboy.
Wow.
So people are on both sides like, well, then there's something wrong with you. There's a missing element. You don't graduate with an almost perfect GPA from an Ivy League school and get a job as a busboy. And then other people are saying like, no. I'm in the same boat, or I know someone in the same boat, and it's just not like it used to be. Thoughts?
Do you know what his major was?
I don't. People were asking that, and he didn't answer.
I mean, I don't know how anyone could criticize him for working a job. You know, like, he needs to make money, so he's going to take the job he can get right now in order to make money. So good for him. Mm-hmm. And if anyone has a problem with that, you're an elitist jerk, and you should shut up. Unless you're going to pay this guy's bills for him. Like, I don't understand. I think it's disingenuous to say, there must be something wrong with you. So you're telling me he just doesn't want to get a job in the field that he studied for? He's doing the busboy thing for what, internet brownie points? I don't think that's true. I think it's probably a pretty tough job market out there. I see just on social media, mostly strangers, but they say, like, yeah, I applied to like 30 places last week and no one calls me back. There are all these listings. They don't actually want to hire someone, but they get something out of posting the job listing. So that's what happened. So, yeah, I mean, it's tough out there. And I say good on him for working.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, you got to pay the bills. It's better to get that job in the meantime than it is to just sit around doing nothing.
I think a lot of people were just shocked that it could be that bad. That you can have a 4-year degree from a major university and you can't get a a job better than being a busboy?
I think it absolutely is that bad, depending on the field and depending on the time. Sometimes it's just bad timing. Sometimes it's just you go out to look for a job and there isn't any at the moment, so you got to do something else in the meantime.
There's a new sunrise. Welcome back, DGS. You guys Ambrosia fans?
I like this song.
Yeah, I've heard this song.
Great band. Really great band. You know, we haven't talked about much, don't talk about much, but this case sort of poked me, is what's going on with illegal immigrants and ICE and, you know, masked agents and all this kind of stuff. And I think you guys know that I'm probably the, how do I put it? I'm probably the hardest on illegal immigration of our whole crew. Mm-hmm. Whatever your intentions were when you illegally crossed my border, I know it's like not a crime. It's a this, it's a violation, it's a that. I get all that. But putting the semantics aside, you violated our boundaries. And you can't do that. You just can't do that. And I think there should be consequences for every single person, whether they've been living here for 25 or 30 years or what, there should be consequences. Do I think those consequences should be uniform? No. I think that they should be tailored to the person's situation. Like John Hancock, one of the most conservative guys I know, if you heard his story about his friend who was just taken by ICE, and he's married to a U.S. citizen, he has children, he's gainfully employed, been here for decades, and now they don't even know what prison he's in. The story I'm talking about, did you guys see the story about the firefighters? There were firefighters, I believe in California, and they were literally fighting a wildfire. And they had driven like 7 miles into the mountains to fight this wildfire. And a truck pulls up, and it's ICE, and they make every single person there stop fighting the fire, show their IDs, and then they handcuffed and arrested two of the firefighters and took them into federal custody, and now they're gone. Now, what I thought was supposed to happen, and I know this because Trump said it ad nauseum, was that we're not going after everyday people. We're going after the bad guys. Mm-hmm. And there's like at least a million really bad guys and felons and rapists and murderers, and that's who we're going for. If we have caught a bunch of felons, okay, let me back up. Knowing these guys, I would think every bad guy they caught, they would be trumpeting it, right? Trump would be going on Truth Social and look at this guy and look at that guy. And can you believe what we're doing? It's so great. I've not seen any of those stories. I'm not saying that bad people haven't been caught by ICE. I'm sure they have, but I haven't seen any of those stories. I haven't seen them bragging about it, but I've seen a ton of stories where they're just cruising around Home Depots. And there is a second grade teacher who was taken out of her classroom, handcuffed in front of the kids, and taken away by ICE. And now you have firefighters literally fighting a fire being handcuffed and taken away. Again, as a guy who believes that every person who came here illegally should face consequences, this is not the consequences that I think anyone had in mind, or at least nothing that I had in mind. Thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, I understand that some people want consequences. I guess my question is, do we think the punishment fits the crime? Do you think the punishment of, well, we're just going to take you away from your family immediately and you don't get a hearing and we're going to deport you and you can't ever come back? That's the proper punishment for illegally entering the country 20 years ago and you've been a functioning member of society ever since then? That's the appropriate punishment for that crime? I completely disagree with that. And I'm looking at an article here. Now, this is back in July. They could have fixed this or, you know, made these numbers look a little better since then. But apparently convicted criminals make up less than half of the ICE arrests under this current administration.
I'm going to go ahead and use the C word that I used last week that everybody got all upset about. They're cowards. They don't want to go after the cartels. They want to go after the second grade teachers. They want to go after the grandparents. They want to go after the people who are fighting fires, not bothering anybody, so they can sneak up behind them and grab them and throw them into a van. That's what they want to do, because ICE has what could be a valuable arm of law enforcement for enforcing the border has turned into an organization that is based on racism and xenophobia. It's become an organization that is based on grabbing people with brown skin and throwing them into vans, and so that we can just get them off to wherever we want to send them to.
And sometimes those people are American citizens.
Yeah. And sometimes those people are 100% innocent. Obviously that should never happen. But, I mean, it should go without even saying that that should never happen. But, oh my God, should that never happen?
Totally agree. Whether you're looking for dark-skinned people or white guys with the bald head and goatee, like whatever it is, I don't think you should be able to just cruise around unless it's like an active APB that we're looking for this and you see that description, you're like, hey, we're going to pull you over because you exactly match. Mm. But if your description is a dark-complected person or a person who speaks with a Hispanic accent or doesn't speak English, no. No, you have to have more than that. You have to have, I think, personally, even if you, like, you know how we all know that O.J. Simpson killed his wife. Like, just because you know this person's illegal, that's not good enough for me. Even though I'm not a fan of that person being here illegally, and I think they should face consequences, that's not America. That's not the way we do things. And it's so much easier to give up your rights to due process when it's someone you don't like. Like, well, it's okay for these people.
Yep.
Because, come on, they're a scourge. Let's just loosen it up a little bit so we can deal with this problem. As a lawyer and as a citizen, no. You don't loosen up the wires on due process selectively. That's why justice is blind. That's why she has a blindfold on, holding up the scales, because she can't see whether it's a brown person, a white person, an Asian person, a gay person, a straight person, a Christian person, an atheist person. Justice can't see that.
Mm-hmm.
They simply weigh out what the evidence is. And that's, I'm concerned about illegal immigration, but I'm way more concerned about the parts of our country and our justice system that are kind of cracking and falling off.
Yeah.
Hard to get those back.
Yeah, could not have said it better myself. The loss of due process in America for people that are walking the streets of America is a much bigger deal than the guy that's next to you at Schnucks who is speaking Spanish.
Corey says, here's my simple idea. Every single illegal alien gets automatic immunity pending criminal check. You come to a designated location, start your paperwork to become a citizen, and get in line for citizenship. If you have a record, you get deported, clean slate. After the clean slate, if you're a second grade teacher that isn't registered, you get deported. That's it.
It's an idea. It's definitely not a bad idea on paper. One of the big problems.
Ring the bell, sorry.
One of the big problems with all of this is that our legal immigration system does seem to be. Now, I'm not completely informed on this, so if I'm wrong and it's a wonderful system, I apologize. But it seems like a gigantic mess. And instead of taking weeks or even months to get people through the immigration, the actual legal clean immigration process, it takes like years, and sometimes it doesn't end up happening at all for one reason or another.
You know, think of like the Dreamers. These are children who were brought over here with no choice in the matter, but have been raised culturally as Americans. They identify as Americans. There's no path to citizenship for Dreamers. They did nothing to end up in this position.
Yeah, it could just as easily be Phoebe.
You're 18 months old when your parents bring you over here, and now you're in this terrible position forever because you can never become a U.S. citizen.
And
it's not fair.
And it's even worse than that, because I think the reason, like Andrew, you just said, it's such a basically a cluster. It's because no one for decades has truly wanted to take care of it. Because why? Because it's way too valuable of a cudgel or a football every 2 to 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
I think that the Republican Party would way rather have that club to beat the Democrats with at every election than to actually come up with a reasonable settlement. And I just think that both sides are talking out of both sides of their mouth. They have conflicting interests. You know, on the Republican side, business, they don't want to lose their cheap labor. You know, they want to scream about it, but just don't come to Tyson Foods.
Yeah.
And I think that's why we're in such a mess, is because the people who are supposed to handle our messes keep creating bigger messes because they're not honest with each other or themselves or the American people. Mm-hmm. And then you end up with this, where it's just like a big giant knot. And you're like, well, how the hell are we going to do this?
Yeah.
And so, and the answer so far during the Trump administration has been, we're going to ramp it up to 11.
Well, because people like simple answers. This is obviously a very complicated issue, but people like to think that it's easy to fix anything. You just need to be tough. You just need to go in there and get rid of all the criminals. Okay, we're getting rid of a lot more than just criminals. We're really hurting people. We're breaking up families. Can you take 2 seconds and maybe put yourself in these people's shoes? I know you said, Dave, like, you know, you don't want anyone coming over here illegally. Can you think about the fact that maybe if you were born in South America?
Oh, yeah.
And you know, Phoebe's born, it's like, yeah, I'm probably going to do whatever I can do to get to the United States to give a better life for my family.
I view it as a Jean Valjean sort of crime, that if I needed to steal bread to feed my family, I'm stealing bread. If I was in El Salvador, and I needed, and I was going to be killed, or they're going to cut my children's feet off, I'm walking the 1,000 miles, I'm crossing illegally, and I'm going to be sitting outside of a Home Depot every morning so I can get some work. Totally 100%. But that doesn't mean that if I steal bread from the bakery, I shouldn't face consequences. And that's why, for me, there's a big difference between someone who's here doing something illegal and someone who came over for the reasons we're talking about. So, all right, let's take a quick break. Wheels will be here in about 15 minutes. DGS, happy Wednesday.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts. Rising up on my shoulder.
Sometimes I welcome back, guys. DGS 150. I am old enough that I remember buying the 45 of this record and just playing it till it wore out.
So 45s were just smaller, right?
Yes. I mean, they played at a different speed.
Yeah.
But everyone had a stereo, and you know, the little pointy thing that comes up and you put the album on it.
Yeah.
With the little hole. Mm. You had an adapter that was the size of a 45 hole, which is about as big as a silver dollar.
Yeah.
And everyone had that. And when you walked into Kmart, which is where I did my music purchasing, and it was pretty much like, you know, not record store today, but it'd be like a vinyl record store today. And then right up front, there was a big end cap with the 45s. And it was like the top 40. And so you could just run over there and pick it up. And I think they're like $1.75, something like that. Because albums were like $7 when I was young.
So 45s were typically singles.
Yes, with a B-side.
Okay.
So you had, and that's why so many famous songs are B-sides.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, oh, they released Give Me Shelter, but on the B-side was, you know, that kind of stuff.
Cool.
Thanks to everyone on the stream. We're back up streaming today on Facebook and YouTube, and some of the usual suspects are with us. And we love when you guys chime in, especially when you're reasonable and rational like you guys are being today. One more thing about immigration. And if you don't believe me, simply Google this, because it just happened during the Laura Ingraham interview with Donald Trump. but they're talking about legal immigration. And Donald Trump says, yes, we need to bring in because we don't have talented people. And Ingram says, we don't have talented people in the United States. And he said, no. And so MAGA are going crazy. Like, what the F do you mean by that? Like, we need South Africans specifically because we don't have talented people in the United States? So
that was the thing that got Vivek Ramaswamy in a lot of trouble. Remember, he said we need to, you know, we need, like, you know, Indian and Chinese immigrants because we're not good at engineering here and,
yes,
you know, we're not good at science here in America and stuff. And that upset, that got the right very mad at him. And it's kind of the reason why he's kind of outskies with that party as a whole.
Yeah, I mean, he was pointing out a difference in between the cultures and how here in the United States, we do prioritize, like, being popular and being the high school quarterback and this and that. And some other countries prioritize academics. And maybe we should make more of a concerted effort to shift our focus towards academics. I mean, that doesn't sound very America first to say, like, yeah, we don't have the talent here. And to me, watching the video, it seemed like one of those things where you're just in an argument and you don't want to back down. So you end up saying something maybe you don't actually mean.
Which you get to do unless you're the leader of the free world.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
If I'm having an argument with Rachel in the office, I get to be obtuse. If I'm running the world, I don't. You're going to get your feet held to the fire when you say that your country has no talented people. So you need to bring them in from other countries. Doesn't land well with us untalented. Mm-hmm. So I had another thought last night. I was watching some nerd television and the Mars rover, right? You have these machines. Sometimes I forget that. Like, we haven't put a person on Mars yet. But we're on Mars.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of crazy if you think about it.
I love looking at the photos.
We're fully on Mars.
It's so interesting.
And it made me wonder, because Mars is so much farther away than the moon. I know we had the moon rovers when we went there and we're driving around on them like little go-karts. But why don't we have the same kind of technology on the moon that we have on Mars? I just want, like, I know you don't know, but, like, is there just nothing to see?
Is it, Did you turn off your mic?
I did. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, you're fine. I was like, did I do that?
He's had enough.
And then I laughed and I forgot to turn it back on. That's my bad.
I mean, the only thing I can guess, thank you, Brian. He says we have TDS.
Brian, that is the lamest thing anyone says. Seriously, dude, if you have an opinion, by all means, give your opinion. If the things we're saying are untrue, call us on the carpet. But to say Trump derangement syndrome is the oldest, boomerish, dumbest thing anyone ever says.
You have Trump derangement syndrome if you point out something that he said that's on record. That's deranged.
Tell me where we're wrong. Simple.
What I was going to say about the moon, though, I mean, I would think real estate on the moon is maybe a little more, you know, it's a lot smaller than Mars. So maybe it's like we have this agreement with other countries as far as, like, we're not going to send a ton of clutter up there. Because then if everyone did that, then the whole moon would get taken over. I mean, I could be totally wrong. That's just my best guess as to why we don't have that kind of technology.
It could be political, because evidently the moon has great resources, and we're already sort of fighting before we're even there with China and other countries about who's going to get them.
I don't want to mine the moon. Just leave it alone.
I like the moon. It should stay the same.
It should stay the same.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.